live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got different ways for you to listen in. Live streams, broadband version, and dial-up version of the show, plus webcam, listen lines, which allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. Go and get all the details. Get tuned in for free over at listen.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including FSPs, SFPs, GVICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They're in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com. They have other things over there besides optical transceivers, too. Go check it out, memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We go to your phone calls about anything. Nick is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. Been a while since I called you.
Nick, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't even keep track. So I bet you guys are looking for a positive story, right?
Yeah, like sure. Positive things, sure.
Well, you're going to have to look elsewhere because I don't have one.
Oh, okay. Sucker.
I have a very depressing, horrible, shocking, and outrageous story for you instead. I got this off of Facebook. It's only four paragraphs, so it shouldn't be too long. The title reads, Elderly Gay People Couple Forcibly Separated, Abused, and Robbed by County Officials in California. Did you guys hear about this?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Clay and his partner, 20 years, Harold, lived in California. Clay and Harold made diligent efforts to protect their legal rights and have their legal paperwork in place, wills, power of attorney, and medical directives, all naming each other. Harold was 88 years old and in frail medical condition, but still living at home with Clay. 77 was in good health. One evening, Harold fell down the front steps of their home and was taken to the hospital. Based on their medical directives alone, Clay should have been consulted in Harold's care from the first moment. Tragically, county and health care workers instead refused to allow Clay to see Harold in the hospital.
Mm.
The county then ultimately went one step further by isolating the couple from each other, placing the men in separate nursing homes. Ignoring Clay's significant role in Harold's life, the county continued to treat Harold like he had no family and went to court seeking the power to make financial decisions on his behalf.
Oh, my gosh.
Outrageously, the county represented to the judge that Clay was merely Harold's roommate. The court denied their efforts, but did grant the county limited access to one of Harold's bank accounts to pay for his care. What happened next is even more chilling. Without authority, without determining the value of Clay and Harold's possessions, accumulated over the course of their 20 years together or making any effort to determine what items belonged to whom, the county took everything Harold and Clay owned and auctioned off all their belongings.
Man.
Adding further insult to grave injury, the county removed Clay from his home and confined him to a nursing home against his will. The county workers then terminated Clay and Harold's lease and surrendered the home they had shared for many years.
So basically what I've understood so far was you've got two elderly gentlemen who are gay. One of them was kind of being taken care of by the other. The one who was doing the taking care of took a fall, and that made it so he couldn't take care of his lover, basically. And so therefore the government separated them, prevented them from in any way being able to consent to one another. And I presume they had, out in California, isn't it legal to have a gay marriage?
It was.
Oh, they turned that over.
Yeah, with the election of Barack Obama, they managed to get lots of, basically the black vote came out. The black vote has tends to be sort of socially conservative.
I do actually have to, there's just one small paragraph left, if it's all right.
Go ahead.
Okay. 3 months after he's hospitalized, Harold died in the nursing home. Because of the county's actions, Clay missed the final months he should have had with his partner in 20 years. Compounding this tragedy, Clay had literally nothing left of the home he had shared with Harold or the life he was living up until the day that Harold fell because he was unable to recover any of his property.
And, that's amazing. What city was this?
It was California, and it was
any town, USA.
I guess it doesn't really matter. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's not too important, but I know it's probably on here.
Well, now, you know, this sort of ties in with this executive order thing that Barack Obama did last week on allowing visitation rights in the hospital for gay couples. And it's any hospital that accepts any patients that are getting federal funds
it's,
and so on.
On a, it's Sonoma County, I think.
Sonoma County. Yeah, sure, where all the grapes and the wineries are and stuff. You know, it's truly remarkable. Again, you know, we were talking a little bit before in the earlier segment about private communities and non-government societies. And clearly the way we're reacting and the way so many other people are reacting, if we were in a private society, it's not perfect, but clearly we would have other sorts of arrangements that would not have the same sorts of burdens and restrictions that these types of government policies have, and they're constantly fluctuating with government.
Well, these guys' contracts that they signed would have force.
Absolutely.
Rather than the law, or the government in this case, because it really wasn't the law. It was just the government saying, screw that.
Yeah.
There's just the government overarching that. And currently, you know, contract really doesn't mean anything when the government decides to get involved.
No.
And
no.
Don't you think hospitals would want to serve their customers by, you know, finding out who the person is that is responsible for making such decisions and helping in the situation?
Well, currently, who the hospitals serve is the government. Because
yeah.
If they don't, they will have every license that they have taken away, so they have to serve the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad. Nick,
boy,
thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231 to Dino in Japan. Dino, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Garden Mark. Dino? Japan? Going once. Dino in Japan, going twice.
It's just a long lag.
Come on, Japanese, hit us, man.
Let's talk to Alex in New Hampshire instead on the Amp Line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was traveling to another class during the day, and I saw in front of one of the buildings there was a black coffin nailed to a tree.
Whoa.
And on that coffin, it was a message was painted on there. It read, "What if you were collateral damage?"
Mm. Oh, wow.
And I thought that was very powerful. I talked to some other people, and they said that they disregard it as a piece of trash. But I don't think it's a piece of trash. I think it has a powerful message. And I wanted to tell the listeners about that kind of, not civil disobedience, but that kind of way of, yeah, that way of getting your message out there, because I think it's very powerful. And I think that if you want to spread that message in your hometown, that might be a good way to go.
And I think a follow-up, a lot of times it depends on whether or not you think aesthetically this works, but you have to assume that some people are going to reject it out of hand and just say, this is just a knee-jerk thing. If you can add something to it, like, you know, something to the effect of, what happens when his relatives find out this came from America? You know, the death was caused by Americans. You know, this sort of thing, if you can get that second oomph in there in a conversation or a piece of art or something like that, it really serves, I think, to make them think about, like, you know, it makes them think a little bit more, because then it puts it back on them to say, hey, you know, you're putting yourself at risk by killing these people. If they're
right.
You know, so self-centered, they won't even think about innocent civilians in Afghanistan, you know.
And it plants seeds in their mind, too, which is ultimately what you'd want to do.
Yeah, I think art is pretty important. I don't know how many sculptors we have up here right now, but I think that's a fine idea. We certainly have one guy that writes some really great songs, and people have begun to sing those. So I think music is in production as we speak, liberty-oriented music, that kind of thing. And that's I think, to some extent what you're talking about.
And it wasn't, like, too elaborate. It was just, like, the front of a coffin.
Yeah.
Just a couple sides and painted black with some words on it. But the message is definitely very powerful.
I
also have a parable for you, if you've got time.
A parable, okay.
Like, just something that happened to me.
Yeah.
I was talking with one of the teaching assistants, and I was complaining about, like, a pain in my ankle. And she said, why don't you just go to UNH Health Services? And I said I didn't really want to do that because they're not very good and it wasn't really that big of a deal. And she said, why? Do you have insurance? And I go, yeah. She said, then go. It's free. And I immediately went on, like, not a tirade, but I staged a free market intervention to teach her a little bit about free market.
I want to hear how this went. Hang on, Alex. Your free market intervention here to the government, or I guess no, she's not government. Well, it's a university, so who knows who's paying her paycheck. So the university lady, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Garth.
And Mark. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The features there, we give away, and they include our news updates. You can get signed up and get the latest about Free Talk Live delivered to you in the way that you would prefer, whether it be email, Facebook, or Twitter. We've got all three. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. It's all free, of course. That's news.freetalklive.com. Critical thinking question. Why would something that is so good for us, like government education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force? and funded by the use of force. Maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we go back to Alex in New Hampshire, Alex, you're currently in college, and you were having, I guess, a little bit of pain in your ankle. You were talking to somebody at the college about this. She suggests, what was her position?
She's just a teaching assistant for a biology laboratory.
So she's just another student who's getting like credit or getting paid to be
a grad student.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. So she says, why don't you go to the clinic at the college clinic? And you were disinclined from that. She said, well, do you have insurance? You said yes. So she said, well, why not go? It's free. And what was it that you said to her?
I immediately got on my toes and I said, no, there's no such thing as a free lunch ever. And I went on and explained how someone along the line pays for it. And what was nice was that she was very receptive. Despite being from communist China, she did hear what I had to say, and she didn't put me down for the ideas, just saying that there's a difference between insurance and healthcare, a very distinct difference. And most likely, if we didn't have the insurance, the cost wouldn't be so high in the first place, because, I mean, you don't have food insurance. So, and it was very brief, but I'm really, she was very attentive, and she did like the ideas generally. So I think I made some progress with her.
That's good, but, especially if she's in biomed right now. She's probably getting into the healthcare field, so maybe if you can get one more clear-minded person in that field, she'll be able to fight what's coming.
Right, right. But I think it's a good start, but I've still got a huge population to go, one by one.
There you go. That's got to change hearts and minds. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We're going to try Dino again in Japan. Dino, are you with us?
Yeah, I think so. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
That's good. I'd like to present to you a very real scenario. I'm almost sure you've thought about it. Before it's come, I'm sure it's crossed your mind, but let me set it up for you first. As we know, this government is probably within its last throes. They're taxing the people out of their existence, and basically they have no money. They're getting ready to crash. Even they are saying that behind closed doors. But the scenario goes like this. In fact, the fact is that Free State Project and Free Staters are up there. They are making some headway, and they're definitely making headlines as well in the news. I've been following you on Ridley Report and Free King.
Well, our own websites don't count as making headlines.
but
we do get headlines.
They're making inroads.
We have made headlines. We have had front page newspaper articles, and Cannabis Culture just did a tremendously lengthy article about us. But anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, my question is simply, and I'm sure you've thought about it, the federal government, let's say the terrorists and the thugs up there that are walking around with guns and badges who are grabbing Free Staters and throwing them in cages and locking them down, how do you see the outcome if the federal government partners up with the locals in the state just to smash the Free Staters and the Free State Project?
I don't know. I'm not scared. I don't really care.
I look forward to the opportunity because the Free Staters, as I see it, all of them are completely nonviolent. So if the state wants to step in and go after a nonviolent people for protesting or whatever, or running for office or whatever it is that they want to do, I think that the people of America need to see that, because I think that's a step up in the police state from where we are. I mean, yeah, they don't want protesters around. They'll say, oh, you haven't got a permit, get off the sidewalk, kid, that kind of thing. But with enough people, they aren't willing to do that. So I want them to let's see what happens if the government decides to step up the violence against a non-violent group of people. How did it go in Selma, Alabama, for them when they did that crap?
That's a great point right there. But my perspective on it, and I agree with that, but my perspective generally is that if I were afraid of the federal government, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. Mm. And they give you all kinds of reasons to be afraid. And I'll admit, I'm the first person to admit that I still think about what might happen. And I wish I didn't. I wish it's poisonous to me. I don't like it when those thoughts come, and so I do my best to shift my thinking into more positive areas and thinking about what I want to accomplish, and rather than worrying or being concerned with what they might do to me, because they could do whatever they want to do, and they can do it whenever they want to me. So they could come through crashing through my front door right now and haul me away, and they could do it, and they could get away with it, and it'd be fully legal, whatever it is that they ended up doing.
Sure, they make up their own laws, generally.
So if I were worried about whatever the consequences would be, and that would be probably one of the worst ones, being dragged away and thrown to some brig and, you know, released whenever they feel like it, that would be one of the worst ones. But if I were worried about that, then I would just have a nice, meek job doing whatever, you know, computer repair or whatever it would have been that I would have done had I not gotten into doing talk radio. I could just have a nice, meek little job, and I could take my paychecks home every week and lose, you know, 50% of my money to the government during the year, and I could, you know, just pay my bills and quietly play my video games and live out my life. But for me, that's not a life I want to live. I want to be free, and I'm willing to put it all on. I'm willing to put it all on the line. Not all at once, not, you know, necessarily all at once, but enough of it. I'm willing to put enough on the line to take a significant risk to hopefully encourage others to take risk as well, because I feel like if you want to be free, that is, and I think there are some people out there listening that do, maybe you're one of them, Dino, I think that risk is going to be a requirement. Yeah. I don't think that you're going to be able to just be begging the politicians and have them just, these people want to be free. Well, here you go. You can have your freedom now. I think it's going
to... We are here to serve, after all.
I think it's going to take some risk, and I think that risk means that something could happen. But on the other hand, risk also means that the reward, depending on the greatness of the risk, can also be equally as great. And for me, it's worth it to take that risk, because I want the life that could be. I want the life that should be. And if I sit back and shut up and stick my head into the ground and pretend that nothing bad is happening, or maybe not pretend it, but just refuse to acknowledge that I could do something to change it, then that would be just pathetic. And I would not want to live that life.
I wonder what you think on the other end. Obviously, you've been thinking about this, and you must have some hypotheticals. We're all imaginative people, I'm sure. And you must think about it yourself. And, you know, and hopefully violence is the sort of thing that you obviously try to stay away from. But the nonviolent approach can really gain some ground.
Dino, did we answer your question?
Hey, guys, as usual, great answer. Point well taken. And I thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And I don't think everybody needs to risk everything. If we just get people together who are willing to risk something together, I think we can have a tremendous effect. More coming up.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Got a lot of features there. We give them away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free. And freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this program, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about, off and on, we mentioned the Free State Project a couple times tonight. And I was just talking about a few moments ago how that risk, I think, is necessary. Some level of risk is necessary in order to achieve a more voluntary society, to pull away the veil of legitimacy from the gang of people calling themselves the government. It's going to take risk. And that means that there may be people that end up getting put in jail cells and that kind of thing. But you don't have to necessarily be the person that takes that much risk. If people get together and they take risk a little bit each on, if they take a little bit of risk upon each other, everyone does that, then that adds up to a significant amount of risk in aggregate. And so you don't have to go all the way and be full 100% non-cooperation or anything like that. You can just do it here and do it there and try it out and see how it works. And we're starting to see that happen with some of the activists coming here to New Hampshire and getting active in the world of civil disobedience and non-cooperation. Of course, there's still a whole list of political things going on here as well. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is with other people, because you can take on all the risk all by yourself in wherever it is that you are, and that'll get you nowhere. But if you're together with other people who are going to back you up, people who care about you, who are going to, you know, write you if you do get put into the jail cell and let you know that you're not forgotten.
And show up at your court events.
Show up at the court. Whatever.
I don't want letters while I'm in jail.
Support you. You'll want them while you're in jail, let me tell you.
I was
if
in
you
jail.
You can get them.
Letters aren't that great.
You would rather not have any letters come to you?
I'm telling you that I think that there's a lot of other things the Free State Project offers besides letters to you while you're in jail, dude.
Yeah, but I was talking specifically about taking risk in civil disobedience, and jail's a realistic consequence for anybody that's going to take risk. So if you're going to be put in jail, Mark, would you prefer to have letters or no letters at all?
You write me letters, but okay, I think good. That more than likely what you're dealing with is, people currently is people that want to go to jail and that have a decision.
Oh, I don't want to go to jail, but I want to be free. And I realize that going to jail may actually end up being the path to more liberty.
It is a sacrifice,
I consider it an investment, personally. Because sacrifice presumes that you're giving up value and getting nothing in return.
That's a very good point. You know, we all are giving up something for something else that we are looking towards building. And I really like what you had to say a little bit earlier to Dino, because we're all making decisions. One member of the Free State Project could go into a certain line of work. He'd make a lot more money, but he wouldn't have the opportunities to fight for freedom that he's doing.
We've seen people give up careers in the lucrative corporate world. Dale's one of them.
Yes.
To come here, our co-host Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com gave up a lucrative corporate career to come here and make his own way, doing his own thing, and he's having a blast so far. FreeStateProject.org. Let's go to Scott, listening to Ithaca's WNYY. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, hopefully, I just want to see how long it's going to take for you to, start attacking me or raising your voice or whatever. But
well,
I
Scott,
will tell
before,
you that it
before
doesn't
we
have
get
to
into
be that way.
Two
Scott,
seconds, guard's already
Scott,
on you.
Scott, before we get into that,
don't
this isn't. This
love
isn't
love
Scott,
actually,
this isn't.
Today,
hold on, Scott, this isn't an attack. I just want to say Ithaca is a beautiful, beautiful area. That's all I have to tell you. I was there. It's beautiful. I love it. Okay,
anyway,
now
we'll
get to the battle.
It just takes 10 years to make a decision in the city government here, but yeah, it's a beautiful area. I understand what you guys are saying, and if you hear me out, I'm running for a government office, but I'm not going to talk about that. But I'm basically, the government is really messed up in a lot of different ways. My own personal choice is to try to become part of it and do it in a much different way than nobody else is trying to do. But the other thing is you can say, okay, I'm going to do civil disobedience. In some cases, let's say a guy who's working for a store and he's a clerk or whatever, and he decides, I'm not going to pay my taxes. I'm just going to, decide not to do that. If I do that, I'm actually a surgeon. So if I do that, I will lose my license. They actually will come after me, and the government will say, I will lose my livelihood.
But yeah, that's a bummer. That's why I say not everybody can take the same kind of risks.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes went to jail. Big deal. He's like a multimillionaire.
I don't think he did.
No, he never did.
They actually dropped the charges on him, but they made a big hullabaloo out of him in the process. Not dropped, but I guess they had
dropped most of his charges.
They gave him some little petty thing, and so no, he didn't go to jail. Go on.
I'm sure it took some expensive lawyering.
Point taken.
To get to that point.
Yeah.
I just think that there's a different way, and I don't really mean to spiel or go into a whole campaign thing, but if people start running for government that have no connection with any lobby money, and I mean not, I'm not just talking, Barack Obama ran saying he didn't have any lobby money, but what's the difference between taking $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 from individual employees of certain sort of bad boy sectors like Blue Cross Blue Shield, insurance companies, banks, whatever, versus taking the actual PAC money donation? I personally don't see the difference.
It seems like deck chairs on the Titanic to me. So I would agree with you on that point. And I also agree that people in your position, in positions of relative import that have worked very hard in order to achieve a certain permission slip that could be pulled away by the government, I don't blame any of them for that.
Yeah, I don't want surgeons giving up their license to practice medicine because
I'm giving up my surgical practice.
Yeah, somebody in your role.
If this works, I'm giving up my surgical practice, which is much more lucrative.
No, I totally understand that.
Chances are very good if you're any good.
Office.
Scott, if you're any good, if you're going to be any good in office, the chances are very bad of you getting elected.
Well, okay,
right,
but as an aside, I don't think I ever suggested that everybody put their careers on the line. I said that if everybody takes a little bit of risk, then we can have some significant reward. And so I don't think that that's right. I don't think civil disobedience is right for everybody. I think that's why we have, for instance, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org that allow people who are making a bunch of money, like surgeons, to donate, to support people who do have the ability to do civil disobedience, who may not have all of those responsibilities and may have the ability to go and spend some time in a jail cell for doing disobedience, to back them up financially so their loved ones can be more comfortable, or their cat can be fed, or they can have their rent paid while they're not there. So there's a role for everybody in moving toward freedom, and there's a role, I think, for people that want to do politics.
One area like that you guys talk about that I would say it gives an example. You know, you have to be really careful about blanketing saying all government is bad. And I'll just give you one short example.
Well, all coercive government is bad.
Although this is a volunteer kind of thing. I had a boiler go out in my house, and I'm telling you, the noise and what the effect was, it really was almost as if the house was going to explode. We actually, the boiler was actually ready to explode. It got
that's scary.
Pressures and temperatures. So who did I call? I called, in this area, it's a local volunteer fire department. They came in, they got the job done, and they're part of the government here. And they actually saved my ass.
Yeah, but see, the point that we try to make is this. It's not that government, as it exists now, doesn't allow people to gain some benefits from it. You know, this goes back to the and with yours, it's a bit of a mixed bag because it's a voluntary voluntary fire department, but they probably do have to pass bond issues to get the fire trucks and so on that they use.
Right.
So that's paid for through taxes, right? But the key thing here is it's not that necessarily is going to do bad things to you or to other people that it's set about to help. I mean, it could save some people's lives.
Right.
Certainly.
It's saying is that, we have to have the big dig, because without the big dig, there would be no tunnels underground.
There would be
no paved road. And that's not true. What you're saying is because we have the big dig, and because government is a coercive operation, and because there's no other options, the government paves the roads currently. But that doesn't mean that's the only way.
Yeah, the firefighting can be done privately and at less expense without forcing some people to pay for it, and you get a better system, or a more responsive system.
Right. Not all government products and services are completely valueless. It's just that they'd be better in the voluntary system where they're funded consensually rather than based on the threat of force. Thank you, Scott, for the call tonight. There's more coming up. Enough time, perhaps, for your call if you make it now. Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. There are only moments remaining here, but enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
Gard, I would invite people to visit your website, but that's not really a good idea right now.
Yes, right now, I got on there today to do some management at LibertyConspiracy.com, LibertyConspiracy.com. And
maybe it'll be up tomorrow, and I don't know, who knows.
Yeah, it's something the host had evidently had his credit card stolen, and so the everything's on in stasis right now until all that gets worked out.
But can people still find your podcast?
Yes.
Over at Podbean?
Is it Podomatic.
Podomatic.
And look for Liberty Conspiracy also at iTunes. And there should be a link at my Facebook, LG Grande. LG Grande with a space L space G space Grande. And they can find it over there. Thank you for letting me mention
that. That way they can still get their hands on and their ears on your audio, even if LibertyConspiracy.com is
good one
down.
Today, too. Good one today.
All right. And, of course, LibertyRadioNetwork.com airs the latest episode of Gardner Goldsmith's Liberty Conspiracy every single day. Actually, pretty much immediately after Free Talk Live is over. So
it's kind of weird. I'm, like, talking to you guys. I'm like, who's that? Who's that really sexy guy?
If you're listening on LibertyRadioNetwork.com, you will be put into the Liberty Network loop, if you will. After our live show's done, you'll hear the Onion Radio Network first, which takes about a minute or so, and then Gard comes on. So that's a good way to get it as well. 800-259-9231 to Gene in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hi, I wanted to chime in as how the Christian anarchist views what would happen in a voluntary or anarchist society. And I prefer the term anarchist because all of us anarchists are actually the most gentlest of people because we don't believe that coercive force should be used against anyone.
Well, now, how can you speak for all of the anarchists, Gene? Because there are some anarchists that wear bandanas and throw
Molotov cocktails
through storefront windows.
Well, of course I can't, but those kind of people aren't really anarchists. They're socialists, and they call themselves socialist anarchists or whatever, which is really a contradiction in terms. So I don't consider them true anarchists, because if you were a true anarchist, you would acknowledge that no coercive government is legitimate. So, at any rate, the way I view it is that there would be violence. I do not question that in an anarchistic or voluntary society there will be violence. However, a figure that I've tried to get and never been able to find is how much violence is committed by the police against the citizens. And you, I don't know, maybe you'll have a better chance, but I've tried searching for how many people get shot and killed by police. I cannot come up with a number.
That's too difficult.
Yeah.
I think Radley Balco over at the Agitator has determined how many police raids they have every single year, but getting detailed statistics like that, I would imagine would be next to impossible to get the police departments to release.
And then if you tried to figure out how many people were injured by the police, I mean, amount of violence that the police commit against the citizens is just astronomical in my in my estimation. So I would say that even in an anarchistic society, you would have a lower level of violence. And the way I see the arbitration coming down or the reputation coming down is just like in the Old West, and a good representation of that in modern day is eBay. Before the big corporate and the government got involved in eBay, you had a reputation rating that was, they still had the reputation rating. And I don't buy from anyone on eBay that has a reputation of less than 97 unless they've got some very unusual product that I want that I can't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I believe that in a voluntary or anarchistic society, you're going to be doing it the exact same way. You're not going to go to the blacksmith if you know that the guy has screwed your neighbor.
Yeah, you'll have a low tolerance.
To the blacksmith.
You'll have a low tolerance because you can choose the best of the best. Why would you choose less?
And just as a matter of interest, when I was working on my book on Live Free or Die, I looked up some statistics because I was dealing with the death penalty issue, and I looked up some things about the number of innocent or accidental deaths caused by police around the country. And I got some statistics. I'll have to look it up in the book again. I can't remember if it was 300 in a year nationwide. But clearly, if you had a private system and you had so-called enforcers that were slipshod and killing innocent people, you wouldn't be dealing with them anymore. Just like if you bought a product that was poisonous, you're not gonna buy that again. You know, it's ridiculous. If somebody in your family dies, no thanks. And then, of course, you have that extra layer of liability that companies would be liable if they wanted to enter this sort of a marketplace. People would construct these sort of protective devices for themselves because they know that these things can happen and they want to try to mitigate these.
And there's also in a voluntary society or anarchist society the very fact that you would know that if you messed up somebody's kid, they're going to come looking for you. I mean, that's just the way it would be. And that would be a deterrent right there to know that if you goof around with somebody and you harm their kid some way, you run them over with your car or something like that, you know that somebody's going to be looking for you. So you would tend to be more gentle. You would tend to be more careful. I think all of those things are good because
I think if somebody acted outside of the law as it existed in a voluntary society, and there would be rules and laws that people had to obey by, abide by, then they're going to be treated as a criminal. And somebody who acts outside,
if you're an outlaw, you can be treated as an outlaw would be treated. Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. Oh, and I guess the answer to the question that I asked, sort of rhetorically, about, well, you know, if you could get the best of the best, why would you settle for anything less? There are answers to that. One of them is what Gene was saying. Well, if he's looking for something really unique that the best of the best sellers aren't selling, he might take a risk on going with somebody that just doesn't have the reputation built up yet. And indeed, how do you build reputation if you're competing against people that already have established reputation? Well, you offer your product cheap enough or your service to be good enough and affordable enough to where people are willing to take a little risk on you and possibly use your services.
Well, I mean, if you look at the gray market and the black market as it exists today, currently you can't go to the grocery store or the drugstore and buy a pack of marijuana cigarettes. So people go to purveyors that are shady. They're any kind of drug.
True, their reputation still exists to some extent.
Certainly, and it works within that area. Yeah. But I mean, you're still talking about a shady way of operating.
Yeah.
A friend of mine got food poisoning from a restaurant in Sarasota by eating their soft cheese. But the lure of soft cheese was so high, he went back a couple of months later, ordered it again, and got food poisoning again.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, this as I understand it, not to say that I'm the connoisseur or the gourmand of the group, but
that's a hallmark of good cheese, is you get poisoned by it.
Right. As I understand, soft cheeses are kind of prone to this kind of thing if they're not properly stored all the time. So,
Well, also, you think about, for instance, as far as building reputation, what about... you know, somebody like a hair cutter. There are people that are in training for being hairstylists.
Yeah.
They will offer very reduced rate or if not free haircuts to guinea pigs, basically.
Sure.
For people that are willing to, I need a haircut. I'm too darn cheap to, you know, go and pay for it, or I just don't feel like paying for it. So I'll go to this amateur and, you know, let them practice on me,
yes.
And it will cost me nothing. Maybe they'll mess up, but it's worth it to me to save the $10. Or I guess haircuts more than that. It shows you how long it's been since I've paid for a haircut.
You've cheap people?
$15 or whatever.
Yeah.
Or dental assistants, things like that. There are also similar things where colleges are teaching people dental hygiene, and you can come in and get your teeth cleaned by an amateur. And, you know, hey, throw caution to the wind. Some people are willing to do that.
I actually volunteered to help out an old high school friend who was doing that for dentistry at BU. Mm-hmm. And the only problem was I had to keep going back over and over and over again, and she had to practice on my teeth and stuff over and over and over again. And she was great, but I couldn't fit into my schedule. I had too many punk rock shows to go to.
It's important.
Exactly.
You got to have your priorities.
You got that right, man.
Kids are busy at BU.
Yeah, I'm all over it.
So the toll-free number here again, 800-259-9231. What are some other ways people could build reputation in the marketplace and compete against the established businesses, the established interests? I mean, hey, why don't you come buy from me? Well, I don't know if I want to buy from you. You don't have any reputation. How do you actually get that ball rolling?
One of the things before you get into, I'm sorry, but my mind is just one of the things that government does, which is even, you know, an added insult to this, is that when you do build and you do get a good reputation, then they use antitrust laws to attack you and destroy you.
Mm.
I mean, you've got all sorts of
you can't
of
be
great
too
businesses.
Successful.
You can't be too successful. You can't be too well liked by people choosing your product, or your enemies will use the government and say that you are anti-competitive because you're too good at what you do.
Well, and so what we did when we started Free Talk Live was we were willing to literally work for free. I mean, we came into the office of the general manager and the program director. We pitched them the idea of, basically we did. I mean, sort of not the same time, but you pitched the idea earlier and then I pitched it again.
Yep.
And so we pitched the idea of doing a show that was local at that time for free. And that, I mean, there was no way they could say no. We had the rapport that we needed with these individuals because we've been working with them for a while, and so they said yes to it.
They may people in a marketplace may very well go and get certified through a private certification organization first in order to get their certification good, and then they go out in the marketplace.
Yeah.
We're done. It's been Ian here with you
and Garn
and Mark.
Back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalkline.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.